From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
that presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Tuesday, January 11th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Staff shortages over COVID as the Fed tells us how many went remote. Security updates, including forced MFA, and a tall tale in a press release. This is the Business of Tech. The Office of Personnel Management released their annual report to Congress on telework. Per the report, in fiscal year 2020, 50% of all federal workers were eligible to work remotely, an increase of 11 percentage points from the 39% reported to be eligible in fiscal 2019. Of those workers, 90% of eligible employees engaged in telework in 2020, marking a 34% increase over the previous year. And in other signs of the current state of play, more than 5 million Americans, or 2% of the workforce, could now be isolating, per Capital Economics' Andrew Hunter. Meta announced they will require COVID-19 boosters to return to the office and have delayed that reopening until March. Why do we care? Anecdotally, I've heard from multiple providers dealing with COVID staffing-related issues. This portion of the show is very tactical. Data points updating the listener on where we are. CISA officials have indicated that they have not seen a significant government intrusion due to Log4Shell. Yet. Jen Easterly, CISA director, said, quote, "This may be the case because sophisticated adversaries have already used this vulnerability to exploit targets and are just waiting to leverage their access until network defenders are on lower alert." Cyber attacks rose 50% in 2021 from 2020 at a particularly rough fourth quarter, mainly due to Log4j. This from Checkpoint Research. Kaspersky's survey data indicates higher spending on cybersecurity this year. 86% of IT decision makers in North America said their organization intends to set aside a budget for cybersecurity when planning for 2022. In addition, 85% said their budget would increase anywhere up to 50% in the next 12 months. In addition, more than 1 in 4 said their company annually invests anywhere from $25,000 to $50,000 per year in cyber insurance. There are 3 top criteria they would be willing to meet to obtain cyber insurance: security controls, compliance, and education. An open-source developer purposely corrupted 2 libraries in apparent protest of doing free work. Quote, Respectfully, I am no longer going to submit Fortune 500 and other smaller size companies with my free work, he said. Take this as an opportunity to send me a six-figure yearly contract or fork the project and have someone else work on it. Salesforce is moving to require multi-factor authentication for its customers starting February 1st. This will be Salesforce's authenticator app, time-based authenticator apps, security keys, or built-in authenticators like Touch ID, Face ID, and Windows Hello. Why do we care? I continue to wish I had something pithy to say about open source, a problem I'm tracking more than anything else right now. The Salesforce move is one I want to highlight. Think you can't make your customers do something? Sure you can. Yesterday, Kaseya put out a press release to announce their 25% growth in 2021. The press release focuses on their multiple acquisitions and enhancements to their product lines. It makes no mention of their breach or any response to the incident. Now, why do we care? In a video during the summer, I predicted that Kaseya would focus on their growth numbers beyond the breach. And I point to this as the evidence. They didn't even take time to talk about investments in security after the breach as an accomplishment. If you just read their press releases, the incident didn't happen. This is apparently what the team at Channel Futures did. They also ran a story with the press release's headline and essentially copied and pasted it into a bylined article, which is a copy and paste of the press release. And they, too, made no mention of the breach. The why we care is all about financial incentives. Kaseya is incentivized to grow, full stop. Do not hate the player, hate the game. It's entirely predictable if you follow the incentives. If you want to change, change those incentives. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than other solutions. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources, and do it all addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP radio. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. What's your take? Did I get that one right or wrong? Hit me up on social or drop me a note at dave@MSPradio.com. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.